Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's National Fortune Cookie Day today. I opened up one of these and it says that I was going to do a really bad joke. I'm sorry. That's what the cookie says. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, National Fortune Cookie Day today. There's a ton of bad fortune cookies out there. I remember Penn and Teller put out this whole book, and they had all these fortune cookies that you could just cut out, like the fortunes that you cut out and sneak into a fortune. And some of those were, you know, the answer to a card, you know, like it would say like the Three of Clubs or something along those lines. And others were things like the lump is cancer. So they got a sick sense of humor over there, Penn and Teller. It didn't take a whole lot of internet searching for me to figure out some really bad fortune cookies. In fact, just heading over to Google Photos, I found some great ones. For instance, this one, oops, wrong cookie. I think that's great. If I got that, I would love that one. How about this one? Pick another cookie. See, that one's a win because you get another cookie. That's good, right? How about this one? I cannot help you. I am just a cookie. That one's not too bad. You will receive a fortune cookie. Okay. A foolish man listens to his heart. A wise man listens to a cookie. I like that one too. How about this one? That wasn't chicken. Okay, out of all of those, that is the one that I don't want to get. There's actually a whole bunch of this. There's a website called thisiswhyimbroke.com, and they have a bag of horrible fortune cookies that you can buy, and basically all of them have some sort of awful fortune inside of them. So I love the name of that website too, This Is Why I'm Broke, and I spent a lot of time on that site, and I could see why they named it that. There's some pretty cool stuff on there. Okay, it's also National Moon Day today. And no, I'm not talking about my cat. Yeah, my cat is named Moon. Why? Well, because he has two little circles on his back that look like a moon. But no, that is not who we're celebrating today. We're celebrating the anniversary of the day that the U.S. landed on the moon. But I'm not going to talk to you about that right now, because we're going to talk to you about space and all that stuff later. Yeah, we're going to talk about the event that happened on this day to make it National Moon Day. We'll do that in a little bit. But right now, we got pressing stories here. National Lollipop Day. Oh, man. Come on. You got to love the lollipops, right? Especially the dum-dum ones. Yeah, dum-dum pops. I loved those as a kid just because I get to say dum-dum. Anyway, they did a survey on the website there for dum-dum. And they actually rated the flavors. I was kind of surprised. Blue raspberry received 17% of the vote, followed by cotton candy, root beer, and then butterscotch. Cherry is not on there. I love cherry. Watermelon? Watermelon is one of the best, and also not on the list, not at least in the top five. So very disappointing there, but blue raspberry, I guess I'm going to have to give it a shot. Maybe I'll go get some dum-dums today. What I'm not going to get is the tequila lollipop. Have you seen this? Yeah, they have this in stores, and not only is it tequila flavored, yeah, there's no alcohol in this thing, so anybody can try it, but what's the point of tequila without the actual alcohol? I don't know. Anyway, they also have a worm inside of this. So you have the tequila, and then you have the worm. Just not cool. You know what? As a matter of fact, it's starting to gross me out. Let's just leave and start talking about our events for today. Yeah. All right. Before we get into the space thing, we got to go back to 1940. Yeah, in California, they opened up their first freeway, the Highland Park segment of the Arroyo Seco Parkway, also known as the Pasadena Freeway. That opened on this day in 1940 in Southern California. Now, rumor has it that some of the first cars to drive on the road that day, they're still there, stuck in traffic. The fortune cookie was right, apparently. 1944, on this day, Klaus von Stauffenberg and other conspirators attempted to assassinate Adolf Hitler in an operation called Valkyrie. It's also a Tom Cruise movie. Anyway, basically, a bomb was hidden in a briefcase that was placed in a conference room. Hitler was in the conference room along with others, and it went off. The bomb actually went off. It was detonated, but Hitler and a majority of those in the room survived, while four people did die. Okay, the failed attempt led to over 7,000 arrests, and nearly 5,000 of those people arrested were executed. Okay, we head into space, 1969. Yeah, the first men on the moon, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Aldrin. Yeah, Apollo 11 landed on the moon. Well, it didn't actually. It was the lander that landed on the moon, but you know, you get it. You get it. Anyway, check out this. Secret tapes of JFK's discussions later revealed he didn't really care about space exploration. No, I mean, and it wasn't just Marilyn Monroe that he cared about. No, it was beating the Russians. That's actually what he cared about. He didn't really care about the whole space exploration thing. He just wanted to knock out Russia off the list here and beat them to the moon. That's why he said at the end of the decade, as he said it, it wasn't decade, he said decade. Anyway, NASA, what were their concerns about all of this? Well, they were actually concerned that the astronauts, when they came home, they would have some sort of space disease. I remember the, what was that? Howard the Duck. He had space rabies, he would say, right? To get people away from him. Anyway, they were concerned about that. So after they returned to Earth on the 24th, they were placed into quarantine until August 10th. What is that, like 2 weeks? Come on. We can all do that. Finally, I can do something longer than an astronaut, you know? Jeez, really. How about some odd facts about the moon landing, right? We're all in the mood for space today because of Jeff Bezos going up in space today. Okay, so I'll tell you what they did when they got to the moon. What did they eat for breakfast? Well, they had bacon. Come on. That's American right there. America. And they had bacon and coffee on the moon. How cool is that? They also went to the bathroom in their pants on the moon. Well, you know, because of the diapers thing that they have, you know, the stuff that they have to catch that. But anyway, there you go. There's some odd facts about the moon. You know, conspiracy theorists say it never happened. No, not the bacon thing. The actual whole moon thing. They say the whole thing never happened. Now, of course, there is plenty of evidence about all of this, but there's also plenty of evidence that people love conspiracy theories. So there you go. What are you going to do? Let me just tell you, it happened. Okay. I actually talked to somebody, an astronaut that landed on the moon. How cool is that? But yes, it has happened. They got really upset about these conspiracy theorists that say it never happened. And you know what? Conspiracy theorists, if you're mad at me for saying that this actually happened, well, I say this podcast never happened. So you have nothing to be angry at. There you go. Yeah, Jeff Bezos, by the way, going up into space today. Now, I would love to make that fortune cookie bad joke thing about Jeff Bezos, come up with something about him to like make fun of this space trip that he's doing. I decided not to do that because I have Alexa all over my house. So he no doubt hears everything that I do. So I'm just going to be particularly nice to him. Plus, I want my new barbecue brush. And that's Amazon Prime. And that'll never get here if I make fun of Jeff Bezos. So Jeff, good luck today. All right. Another event that happened today, a fire in the press box at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in 1993. It was during batting practice, just before the games. Flames ripped through the broadcast studios and luxury boxes. Basically, it was a food heating unit and delayed the game just 2 hours. Can you believe that? They still were able to play the game. Okay, we do have a quick little bio here for Chris Cornell, who was born on this day in 1964 in Seattle, Washington. As a teen, he played drums in a local cover band. He played for three bands, you know, Soundgarden, Audioslave, Temple of the Dog. He also had a solo career. He sold over 30 million records worldwide. Now, he took his life at the age of 52 in 2017, but his daughter, Toni, she is a musician, and she's putting together a tribute to her dad using fan footage. So if you have some fan footage, you can learn more about this at chriscornell.com. Facebook.com. All right, some of our other birthdays for today. Natalie Wood was born on this day in 1938. She died in 1981. Sandra Oh is 49. Judy Greer is 45. That's your look at July 20th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ. I'll talk to you tomorrow.